We start off on the green in a last look at your sport this afternoon. Dean Burmester returns to the Investec South African Open as defending champion when he and challenging golfers tee off in Durban tomorrow. That's the first time in around 17 years that he'll play at the Durban Country Club, though. He says a lot has changed since and could pose as a challenge.
Obviously, the course has changed a lot. Put in a bird on the back nine comes into play quite a lot. So, you know, a lot more water in play. They've opened up a lot of the bush areas and put in this fescue grass. And that's made let the rough grow around the fairways, which is the most penal thing. Because generally, when you were on the fairway, around the fairway, around here, you were in play, you could score. And now that's a totally different story. You've got to be really precise and you're going to have to manage the conditions.
In some cricket, Hollywood's Dolphins spin bowler Pranilan Subrayan was on fire on the ball today after he took 4 wickets off 46 runs in his 8 overs. They are up against the DP World Lions at the Kingsmead Stadium. Now, the Lions posted 183/9 in their innings. They're currently in the innings break. Their innings was reduced earlier to 43 overs due to the persistent rain. So we'll wait to see what happens in the Hollywood's Dolphins innings. The game's still underway at the Hollywood's Kingsmead Stadium. And then over to some football. Mamelodi Sundowns will look to extend their lead to 15 points in the Betway Premiership tonight. They take on an ambitious Sekhukhune United, who currently hold the CAF Confederation Cup spot on the league table. It's a home game for Babina Noko, who look to cement that top 3 spot. Both sides head into the clash with 2 back-to-back victories. Kickoff at Old Peter Mokaba Stadium is at 7:30 tonight. And then Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his side knows how quickly things can change in the Premier League as they race for the title, having blown a healthy advantage at the summit not so long ago. They're 11 points off leaders Liverpool heading into the business end of the season and travel to third place Nottingham Forest tonight. The Spaniard insists their own recent history is proof they're not out of the game.
They know, and especially because we've been in the other position as well very recently, and we know how quickly things can change, and you have to be there, and we all deserve to continue in that fight.
Kickoff at City Ground is at 9:30 tonight. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports team, and off the bench for Nick Tatham, I'm Faida Crouch.